Hello, and thanks for listening to the November 2007 installment of our SearchWindowsSecurity.com podcast series, Ask the Security Expert Roundup. My name is Dave Nielsen, and I am the Assistant Site Editor on SearchWindowsSecurity.com. Windows Server Security dominated the influx of user curiosity in November on our site. Our experts tackled various issues like access management, authentication, and file management in Windows Server 2003 and Active Directory. Remember, if you ever have questions on these topics or any other Windows security topics, feel free to visit the Ask the Expert library on searchwindowsecurity.com or our newly launched IT Knowledge Exchange, featuring questions and advice generated by the user for the user. So let's get right into it. This month's first question deals with file management on a Windows Server 2003 NAS system. Our reader asks,
we are using Windows Server 2003 on a network-attached storage drive system. We are also copying these files to this NAS via external hard drives and are having problems with these files not being assigned the correct ownership. They usually end up with a strange owner or administrator and not the user we want. A lot of times, if any of these files are then moved between folders, they become locked. We then have to go onto the NAS and manually change the permissions to the correct user and assign full control. Is there any way to have a folder that, if you put any file into it, regardless of current ownership, it will update and apply the ownership of that folder?
According to Windows network security expert Brad Dinnerman, NAS devices typically include their own operating system and configuration options. Many of the newer devices, such as Buffalo TerraStation, let you join the device to Active Directory and set permissions to shares and files based on AD user accounts or group membership. A rule of thumb for NAS systems is to make sure to set permissions properly at the root of your data shares, and also configure them to propagate permissions to subfolders and Windows NAS files. Sticking with the Windows Server 2003 theme, we move into the small business realm. One reader wants to know,
how can I achieve better access management for a user in a Windows Small Business Server 2003 system?
According to Brad, if you use the Small Business Server Add User Wizard to create your user accounts, then you can apply a template at the time of creation. The built-in templates are User, Mobile User, Power User, and Administrator. You can also create your own template if you want. Also, you can change the Change User Permissions wizard if you want to modify the template that a given user already had assigned. Beyond the wizard, you can use standard Windows best practices to harden your server, such as setting permissions on folders, files, and network shares based on user or group membership. And since we're on the topic of small business server, one user expresses some concern about user settings and internet security management.
I use Windows Small Business Server 2003 Standard Edition. I configured two network adapters, one for the local domain and another to connect to an ISP. I use SMTP in exchange to send email and a POP3 connector to retrieve them. I discovered that any clients in my domain who put IP server as their gateway can access the internet. How can I fix this problem and prevent all users from accessing the internet using SBS server? Please note, I have ISA 2006 to control the internet in my domain.
Windows hardening expert Jonathan Hassel had this to say. It sounds like you have a bit of a problem on a couple of fronts. Number one, your users should not have permissions on their local machines to change network adapter information, including the gateway address. Number two, you have an ISA server rule problem that's allowing unsanctioned clients access to the internet. And number three, ISA Server 2006 is not supported on small business server environments. SBS is meant to be at the edge of your network. It's not meant to sit on your network and collect mail, which is probably where this hole allowing clients to access the internet through the SBS box is residing. So that about does it for the November installment of our Ask the Security Expert Roundup. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today, and of course, I'd like to offer a very special thanks to SearchWindowsSecurity.com site editor Dana Brundage for lending us her voice today. Don't forget to be on the lookout for new advice from Windows security experts in our Ask the Security Expert library and new messages in the newly revamped IT Knowledge Exchange. Thanks, everyone, and see you next month!